Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, True Crime Addicts. It's me, James Renner, with a special episode of True Crime This Week. I know this is the Philosophy of Crime's podcast page. What the heck? Well, I'm going to drop this here. Give it a listen. If you like it, please subscribe. Jump over to the new podcast. It comes out every Friday morning. It's a wrap-up of all the true crime stories you might have missed in the last week. I will be back with Philosophy of Crime in a few months, and I'm looking forward to that. It's still my favorite. But check out the new one, True Crime This Week. Here's yesterday's episode. Congratulations, True Crime Addicts. We've survived another week. It is August 26th, 2022. And these are the top true crime stories from around the world, brought to you by me, James Renner. Hey, before we get to the top stories, some good news to share at the top of the show. True Crime This Week has appeared on the most popular true crime podcast charts. That's right. It's true. Asterisks here. In Russia. We're one of the more popular true crime podcasts in the Federation of Russia. As they say in Russia, Privyet, Ruskies. Welcome to the show. Let's let Ukraine have a break, maybe? Don't hate me, please. Also, a couple things. I'm on YouTube, if you haven't figured this out yet. If you're on YouTube, subscribe. As the kids say, punch that subscribe button. Check me out if you want to see my handsome mug. I am on YouTube. And I've hired my first employee, and he's operating the cameras today. Walter, say hello to everybody. And that's Walter. So welcome to the show. Let's get to the top stories. We're going to go controversial this week, right off the top of the bat. This just happened yesterday, but let me give you a little backstory. We're going to go back in time. In the fall of 2020, this is in the height of the pandemic, Amy Harris and Robert Kurlander committed a crime that could have derailed the presidential election. You're going to want to know those names. Amy Harris and Robert Kurlander. What did they do? I'll tell you. They stole the diary of Ashley Biden. That's Joe Biden's daughter. And they sold it to an ultra-right-wing propaganda outfit for $40,000. Now, Ashley Biden had been staying at a residence in Florida. She left her diary there, and Amy and Robert found it and then sold it, along with some of her other things. Now, part of this plea deal, so this just happened yesterday, they pleaded guilty to conspiracy to transport stolen materials in a federal court in Manhattan. This is according to the New York Times. And part of this deal makes them, part of the prosecution in any case that they're building against members of Project Veritas. Now, Project Veritas is that ultra-right-wing propaganda arm. that's who they sold it to. And the government is alleging that Project Veritas, or reporters working with them, told them to steal more stuff and send it to them. Here's a quote. Quote, Project Veritas has demanded an interview with her father about the contents of the diary. So this quote, a little background, this quote is coming to you from another news source, the Daily Mail, and all these articles are linked in the liner notes of this podcast, by the way. But here's a quote. Oh, I'm sorry. This sounded like the Daily Mail, but it's actually still the New York Times. Sorry. This is a quote from the New York Times article. Quote, Project Veritas had demanded an interview with her father, that would be President Joe Biden, about the contents of this diary, which included embarrassing disclosures about them. Now, the rest of this stuff you have to get from other news sources, but the full diary has been published. Now, if you haven't figured this out yet, I am a liberal, extremely progressive. A Marxist once told me I'm too progressive. So that's where I'm coming from. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about what was in those diaries. Just like I told you about Hunter Biden's laptop, I think these are big stories, and I don't understand why they're not being covered more. If this was Trump and Trump's family, we would certainly be covering them, and we should be. This, including embarrassing disclosures about them. What does that mean? I'll tell you. Like I said, the diaries were published online. So there was a January 2019 entry in this diary where Joe Biden's daughter is speculating about the beginnings of her sex addiction, which she talks about in these diaries. And here's a quote from the diary, quote, I remember having sex with friends at a young age, showers with my dad, probably not appropriate. Make of that what you will, but that is the crux of all this drama surrounding the diary. Now, I don't know if you've seen this, but, you know, like I said, I'm a liberal. I did vote for Biden because the alternative was somebody that was batshit crazy, and I would do it again, but I'm no fan of Biden's. If you go on to YouTube, you will see these compilation of videos showing Biden sniffing young girls' hair and groping them at White House picture parties. It's disgusting. Put away your political leanings. You watch these videos and tell me if you would have your daughter pose with him. This is extremely disturbing. And the Hunter Biden laptop thing is legitimate. And there's enough on that laptop that it does compromise the most powerful man in the free world. And for that alone, I believe he should have resigned by now. So that's where I'm at. I'm kind of in the middle. This whole thing is crazy. But these people pleaded guilty to stealing this diary. The diary is becoming more and more credible as time goes by. People in this Project Veritas is obviously the target of this, and they're not heroes in this whole thing. Long story short, I think of The West Wing and Jed Bartlett, and I know it's a fictitious character, but he would have resigned if this stuff about the laptop was out there, stuff about the diary. So, if Aaron Sorkin were writing this, we'd already have a new president. Moving on. How about a cult story? You know, those are big in true crime. It happens everywhere. Now, when I hear about a Christian creepy sex cult, I am automatically assume we're going to be talking about something that happened in Nebraska. Or like Iowa. Not the case here. We're talking about South Yorkshire, which is in northern England. The police there are investigating allegations of sex offenses going back to the 1980s related to a Christian cult known as the 9 o'clock service, which held raves in the name of Jesus. The 80s granted, we're a weird time. Cocaine was very cheap and everywhere. So people got crazy ideas, including this Christian sex cult, the 9 o'clock service. They just kind of did everything. The person, this guy that was in charge of the 9 o'clock sex cult, one of the first things he did was go and buy, he bought Robert De Niro's costume from the film The Mission. Have you seen it? It's a pretty good movie. He bought that. He's like, oh, that looks sweet. And he bought it and wore it for his ordination. So right away, he was off to a wacky start. He enlisted postmodern nuns that are alleged to have served him through sex acts. This is according to an article in the Daily Beast. In related news, the punk group Postmodern Nuns will be performing with the Black Keys at the Grog Shop this Saturday, so check them out. Anyways, this week, a man and a woman associated with this cult were arrested in England, and four former members have come forward in recent months alleging sex assault. So, new Netflix documentary for sure. We got to talk about Gary Busey before we go to the break. Gary Busey, look at his beautiful mug. Oh, man. You millennials, Gary Busey was this actor from the 80s that is mostly known for his teeth and appeared as Buddy Holly in the Buddy Holly story based on the novel Push by Sapphire. Anyways, news broke last week that Gary Busey was charged with 2 counts of fourth-degree sexual contact, criminal sexual contact, and 1 count of sex harassment. Oh my God. What happened? Well, he appeared at a sci-fi convention, or a horror convention. It was a Monster Mania convention in New Jersey. This happened in early August, according to CNN, and just charged last week. Women would show up at this convention and pay to have their picture taken with him. I don't know how much he was charging. It's Gary Busey. I'm guessing like $50. You get a picture with Gary Busey to take home. Anyways, during those photo shoots, he allegedly motorboated a woman and said, "Where'd you get these?" Another woman said he grabbed her butt during another photograph. Now, that's pretty damning when you hear it, but let me give you some exculpatory evidence, as they say. First of all, Gary Busey is 78 years old. My grandfather died at like 72, and I remember what he was like towards the end, and he was old as fuck, wouldn't have known that he was even at a convention. So the fact that Gary Busey is 78 and he's here, I want you to think about that for a second. Now, a day after he was charged, he was cited. He lives in Malibu, California, by the way. He was cited at a park in Malibu with his pants down. This is not normal behavior. And I think we need to take in the fact that there might be some cognitive dissonance going on here, to put it lightly. Now, Gary Busey, he was changed after like 1988. That's when he like went wacko and had the crazy hair and everything. Before that, he was pretty calm. But after that, so what happened in 1988? He suffered brain trauma after an accident on his motorcycle. So there's ample argument here that he is not working to the best of his abilities. I hope he seeks help. That's what should be happening. We shouldn't be trying to drag this guy down over acting like a crazy 78-year-old, because obviously that's what's going on. When he died, by the way, in 1988, he came out of that. He managed to survive against all odds. When they interviewed him, he said he remembered experiencing death and being out of his body, and said he was surrounded by angels and balls of lightning were all around him, and he was never the same. So, wishing Gary Busey a quick recovery here. not to be confused with Nick Nolte. I was going to say, hey, maybe we'll get a Beverly Hills Cop 4. That's Nick Nolte. You're thinking of Nick Nolte. Anyways, I've got some crazy genetic genealogy news, including something that happened back in New Jersey that might be the end of genetic genealogy as we know it. Several cold case updates. Kylie Rodney case is over, unfortunately. We will be back after the break. I'll be back in 2 and 2 with more true crime this week.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, true crime addicts. It's me, James Renner, here to tell you about Silk City Hot Sauce. That's right. I've got with me Aztec Attack. It's a nice green hot sauce. You don't get those too often. But you're going to want to try this. You're going to taste it, and it's not like Frank's Red Hot Sauce or Sriracha. You're going to put it on some stuff, and you're going to be like, oh, James, this is farm fresh, and damn right it is. It is farm fresh, grown from fresh carrots and tomatoes and habaneros in the wonderful state of Vermont. That's Silk City Hot Sauce. It comes with these wonderful little comic book illustrations on the front, too. I like to put it on corn tortilla tacos, what they call street tacos, in AK Rowdy, that's Akron, Ohio. And, yeah, try it out. Go to silkcityhotsauce.com, enter in my promo code CRIME, that's C-R-I-M-E, CRIME, for up to 15% off on your next order. And we're back to True Crime This Week. I'm sorry. I might have that wrong. It appears we're back with American Gladiators, starring Barry Turner. I almost missed it this week. I've got some cold case updates for you. First up, Kylie Rodney. We talked about her case last week. She was missing. We thought possibly abducted. She went missing after a party at a campground north of Lake Tahoe. This is according to USA Today. She texted her mother, said she'd be home in about 45 minutes, never arrived. They were looking for her and her 2013 Honda CRV. Well, they did a massive search. They sent divers into the reservoir where she was last seen. They didn't find anything until a few days ago. That's when divers with Adventures with Purpose, which is a nonprofit you're going to want to check out, They found her inside her 2013 Honda CR-V. She was under 14 feet of water in that reservoir where everybody had searched. Now, this is just another growing trend in the privatization of police work, which may or may not be a good thing. I kind of think it is. You know, so nice job for divers with from Adventures with Purpose. Support them if you can. They're actually staying in California looking for a couple other missing people and their vehicles up there. So sad end to the Kylie Rodney case, although, you know, the silver lining here is that she was not being held captive by somebody in that region. One more cold case update story here you're going to want to check out. You should be a fan of True Crime Garage if you're listening to this podcast. Nick Edwards with True Crime Garage is also a board member with the Porchlight Project, which is the nonprofit that I started in 2019 that raises funds for new DNA testing and genetic genealogy for Ohio cold cases. Wow, that was a mouthful. True Crime Garage is doing a four-part series on the Nancy Eagleson case. And this is our latest case that we're helping out with. Now, Nancy Eagleson was abducted and murdered in 1960. She was just 14 years old. She was walking back home from a movie in Paulding, Ohio, a very small, bucolic little community in outside of Dayton, up near Fort Wayne, Indiana, actually, on the Ohio side. She was walking back home. She had her younger sister, Cheryl, with her at the time. She was abducted and murdered. They found her body just the next morning. Never been solved. The police over the years have lost all evidence. So what we're doing is we're raising money for an exhumation. We're going to exhume Nancy Eagleson's remains. There's a court hearing set for September. I'm going to talk about it as we get closer. But check out this four-part series with True Crime Garage on the Nancy Eagleson case. It's a very compelling mystery. It still could be solved. Check it out if you can. Somebody knows something, as they say. Genetic genealogy news. First up, I've got good news and bad news. Let's get to the good news first. This is about the body. Start out with a story here. The body of 26-year-old Ann Kane was found near the Antelani Trail in Pennsylvania on October 23rd, 1988. She had been beaten and strangled. She was a mother of three. Just this week, police in Pennsylvania identified one Scott Grimm as the murderer. This is according to Denver Channel 7. Police collected DNA evidence from her clothing back in 1988. But there was no match. They couldn't match it to anybody back then. Remember, DNA was in its very early days in 88. Now, in 2 years after the murder, in 1990, local news in Pennsylvania ran a front page article about Ann Kane's case. And after that article came out, the newspaper got a letter from a concerned citizen named Scott Grimm that contained very specific details about the murder. So the police were always like, oh, let's get this guy in the list. So Parabon Labs, that's C.C. Moore's outfit. C.C. Moore, friend of the show, hopefully. They tested DNA from that envelope that Scott Grimm sent to the newspaper, and they compared it against the DNA found on Ann Kane's clothing, and wouldn't you know it, it's a match. Unfortunately, Grimm died of natural causes in 2018 at the age of 58, but there is resolution. We have an answer in the case, and as always, that is the most important part of these unsolved mysteries. Now, here's the bad news in genetic genealogy. Did you screen your baby for genetic defects at birth? I did. I have two kids. They were both screened. They take that little blood sample from their foot and they run it through their system, make sure everything's okay. Well, you probably did whether you know it or not, if it happened in the last 50 years. That was my stomach. Well, you probably did whether you know it or not, if you gave birth in the last 50 years. Well, hopefully nobody you know has committed a crime. Wired.com is reporting on a shocking misuse of genetic genealogy. This is out of New Jersey, where police recently sought, they were able to get a subpoena and a warrant for newborn blood from a hospital to see if that child's father was guilty of a sex assault. They took a sample from a baby to see if its father had committed a sex crime. Stuff like this, you know, right now genetic genealogy is unregulated. It's the Wild West, people. And it's kind of a good thing right now because we're solving lots of cold cases, but it will be regulated and quickly, especially if we keep messing it up like this. There's like a gentleman's agreement right now that you don't do stuff like this, that you only test suspect evidence from cases against felons, and then the suspect DNA can be compared with public databases, but you only use this in rape and murder. Now, granted, this is a rape, but this kid had nothing to do with anything, and what you're doing is violating the Fourth Amendment, unwarranted search and seizures. This is going to mess things up for everybody. So cut it out. This reminds me, you know, earlier this year when San Francisco police used an old rape kit to link a woman to some stupid property crime. This woman reported a rape, a very traumatic event for her. She gave her, you know, they collected DNA, and she got in some petty trouble later, and they used that rape kit to catch her. It's ridiculous. So we need to regulate genetic genealogy like 10 years ago. I'm afraid Pandora's already out of the box. I don't think we'll ever be able to really fix this. By the way, you know, what we're leading up to is that everybody in the United States, at least, is going to be on a genetic list if they're not already, you know, through the NSA or something. But I would say we're about 5 years away from having a full family tree of everybody. And some system is going to know how we're related to everybody in our lives. It's coming. We're trying to slow it down because it's a little scary, but it's inevitable, I think. Got some weird news for you. Do you make a habit of checking the backseat of your car before you drive home after a long day at work? You're going to want to start doing that after you hear this story. Last week, an unnamed woman was driving from Easton, Massachusetts to Providence, Rhode Island, before she realized there was a semi-naked man laying in the backseat of her car. How creepy is that? She pulled off into a parking lot, called the police. They came. They found this 20-year-old man asleep in her back seat. He was highly intoxicated. Didn't seem like he was planning anything. Maybe just crawled in there to sleep off a bender or something. I don't know, but it could have been tragic. Now, she said she drove for an hour or something. She didn't notice this guy in her back seat. Why? She was distracted because she was listening to a podcast on her radio. Now, it doesn't name the podcast, but we must assume that she's talking about true crime this week. Some pop culture news. There's a great new documentary out called Running with the Devil, The Wild World of John McAfee. If you don't know about this guy's tale, buckle up. Now, you know that name, don't you? McAfee, it sounds familiar. That's because he's the namesake of a very popular antivirus software. John McAfee is a British American. He was a two-time presidential candidate. He was running as a libertarian. He's famous for writing this antivirus software, the McAfee software, way back in 1987. He was on the cusp of that whole thing. Intel bought him out for $7 billion. Stupid, crazy money. After he got that money, he disappeared to Belize. I was in Belize once. It was on my honeymoon. We stopped in. It was like a crazy out of the way place. Perfect place to disappear if you want to like lay low and like hang out and smoke ganja on the beach, as they say. But he was there hanging out, and suddenly his neighbor died. Shot to death. And the police came asking questions. McAfee, so scared, he fled back to the United States. Now, Is he wrapped up in this murder? He said people were after him. He, you know, he's either a crazy conspiracy theorist or the center of a vast revenge initiative, conspiracy of some sort. So it is wacky. So check it out. Running with the Devil, The Wild World of John McAfee. We got to check the charts. This is the top true crime podcast, according to Chartable. Now, usually I give you like a rundown of the top 10, or I try to find something in the 20s and 30s to you know, to tell you about some new podcasts. But this week, oh my God, we got to talk about the top contenders. So for the last several weeks, Ashley Flowers and Crime Junkie, her podcast, have been battling it out with this newer podcast called Morbid that's run by Elena Urquhart. And they were vying for the top spot. Now, one thing that's happened in the last couple weeks is that Morbid has been moved off the true crime charts. They're not listed as true crime anymore, even though they cover some creepy crimes. They're now listed as comedy. So there's some something happened there, some sort of politics, I don't know. But here's the cool thing. Ashley Flowers and Elena Urquhart both have novels coming out within like weeks of each other. They're not only duking it out on the podcast space, but also on the New York Times bestseller list. By the way, Ashley Flowers, number one, New York Times bestseller. She will have that forever. That's wonderful. I sent her a congratulatory email today. So let me get you up to speed. You're going to want to order both of these books, by the way. They're both novels. These are not true crime books. They're mysteries. They're thrillers. Ashley Flowers wrote this book called All Good People Here. Here's the write-up. Everyone from Wakarusa, is that a real town? Wakarusa, Indiana, remembers the infamous case of January Jacobs, who was discovered in a ditch after her family awoke to find her gone. Margot Davies was 6 at the time, the same age as January, and they were next-door neighbors. In the 20 years since, Margot has grown up, moved away, and become a big-city journalist, but she's always been haunted by the feeling that it could have been her. And the worst part is, January's killer has never been brought to justice. When Margot returns home to help care for her uncle after he was diagnosed with early-onset dementia, she feels like she's walked into a time capsule. Wakarusa is exactly how she remembers, genial, stifled, secretive. Then news breaks about 5-year-old Natalie Clark from the next town over who's gone missing under circumstances eerily similar to January's. With all the old feelings rushing back, Margot vows to find Natalie and to solve January's murder once and for all. Wonderful. Love that write-up. I'm sold. Now, Elena also has a book coming out. Hers comes out September 13th. Who's going to win here? Her book is called The Butcher and the Wren. Let me tell you about it. Something dark is lurking in the Louisiana bayou. Man, I love bayou thrillers, by the way. A methodical killer with a penchant for medical experimentation is hard at work, completing his most harrowing crime yet, taunting the authorities who desperately try to catch up. But forensic pathologist Dr. Wren Moeller is the best there is. Armed with an encyclopedic knowledge of historic crimes and years of experience working in the medical examiner's office, she's never encountered a case she couldn't solve. Until now. Dun, dun, dun. Case after case is piling up on Wren's examination table, and soon she's sucked into an all-consuming cat-and-mouse chase with the brutal murderer getting more brazen by the day. Yes, please. Wonderful, one-upsmanship there. I wish them both well. To the victor goes the spoils of the True Crime Podcast charts. And that's the news for this week, folks. And it is Friday. And here we are, alive and healthy. Reason to celebrate. And in the words of the incomparable Murray Saul, the godfather of Cleveland radio, we gotta get down, damn it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.